Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to this misconception, I would say, which is actually an objection on the Quran, which is raised by our non-Muslim friends. And they say that the Quran is a book which promotes violence. It is a book which promotes disorder and anarchy in the world. And the followers of this book actually are responsible for spreading violence in this world. And this is because they think that the Quran has ordered them, has commanded them, for example, to punish people or to mete out death to them if they do not accept Islam, if they are not followers of Islam. Then they must be kept into subjugation in some cases, and in some other cases they should be killed. And on the basis of this whole scenario, this is one of the very primary objections which is raised against the Quran, that it is a manual of violence. As long as this book is found in this earth, on the face of this earth, there cannot be peace. The world should forget about peace as long as the Quran exists in this world, because as far as the Quran is concerned, it's very explicit. There are some very explicit verses which ask Muslims to subjugate non-Muslims or to kill non-Muslims. And so therefore, they do not give them the right to live independently. They must live under some Islamic rule. So on the basis of this, there are a number of Muslim revivalist movements as well who think that it is their duty to either conquer the world where they're living, the minorities or the country they're living in, or if they are not in a minority, then at least if they are living in a Muslim country and they are in a majority and the Muslim in their collectivity are not implementing Islam, then it is their duty, they are duty bound to force them to come to this fact that they must implement Islam. So they use certain verses of the Quran, or they derive their line of action from the Quran, and they say that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also punished people who did not recognize the truth. He punished them very severely, in fact. And so on the basis of what Muslims do, our non-Muslims brothers very rightly say that as long as these Muslims follow what they think the Quran directs them to follow, then there cannot be any semblance of peace. Now, first of all, it needs to be understood, and I would request our non-Muslim brothers to understand Islam not from what Muslims are doing today, but from the Quran directly, because there could be some misinterpretations which Muslims can come up with in spite of being very sincere. So therefore, it is essential that if we have to look up what Islam says, we must look it up in its primary book, and that is the Quran. We should not interpret Islam from what Muslims do. We need to interpret interpret Islam from the Quran. So if we study the Quran, and I think there is a strong reason because of which our non-Muslim brothers may have a very valid objection, because the fact of the matter is that our Muslims, when they embark upon subjugating people in the name of Islam or killing them or banishing them, they in fact use verses of the Quran. So it is very essential that our Muslim brothers and our Muslim scholars, they must pay heed and they must reflect more deeply on the Quran, especially on the verses on the basis of which they think that these are the verses which urge them to spread Islam in a violent way, or to conquer the rest of the world, to bring it into subjugation, or to kill people who do not accept Islam. So these are the things which they need to they understand. And this is important, because we have to understand that, as I have been trying to point out in a number of my talks, that there is a specific law of the Almighty which relates specifically to the messengers of God or the Rasuls of God, and it cannot be extended beyond them. And as per this law, which is mentioned at a number of places in the Quran, a messenger of God is a person who is responsible for punishing people who intentionally deny the truth. And this, in fact, is a divine law. This is a law of God himself. It is God who, in fact, punishes the foremost adversaries of the messengers of God if they deny the truth, so that this whole saga, this whole episode, can become a corroboration of the greater day of judgment which is going to take place for all mankind. So, in a nutshell, we can say that in the times of the messengers of God, the Almighty brings about some lesser days of judgment in this world, so that these lesser days of judgment can become a corroboration of that greater day of judgment, which is going to take place in the hereafter. Now, the manner in which this takes place is that the messenger of God, he delivers the truth in its ultimate form. He clears all misconceptions, and he conclusively delivers the truth, so that his adversaries are unable to deny him, except if, of course, stubbornness is their case. Otherwise, they have no excuse to deny him. So once this is done, they punish him. These Rasuls punish their foremost addressees. And of course, in this case, the Quran specifically says that this punishment is in fact a divine punishment. It's a manifestation of a divine law. It is not the Rasul is actually punishing his addressees. It is the Almighty who is punishing his addressees because these addressees have intentionally denied the truth. Now, this is something which is specific to the messengers of God only. The Almighty selects these messengers. He gives them these special powers of persuasion and conviction and certain miracles as well. And through them, these Rasuls, these messengers, they try to convince their people of the truth. And after a certain while, when it becomes evident, and that too from the Almighty. So we have to understand the fact that this persuasion, and this manner or this act of convincing by the messengers of God reaches its culmination when the Almighty tells them that they have done enough. And now these people, if they are not accepting what they are presenting, is not because they have any excuse, is not because of any misinformation, for example. It is because they have intentionally denied the truth. So at this time, the Almighty tells his messengers that their addressees are going to be punished by him. The Almighty punishes the addresses of these messengers either through natural calamities or through the swords of the believers and the prophets and the messenger. So this is the whole law which is mentioned in the Quran and which is specific to the messengers of God. Now what has happened is that the preachers, as well as freedom fighters, as well as a number of scholars of today, they think that this particular aspect of the Quran, or this particular law of the Quran, which in fact says that the Almighty has given the right to Muslims to punish people if they deny the truth, this is something which is authority not only of the prophets of God, but also of every Muslim person who is a preacher, who is a person who is delivering the truth. So therefore, they think that they have this right also. Whereas the fact of the matter is that this right of punishing people if they do not accept Islam, for example, punishing people if they deny the truth, punishing people if they are rebellious against the truth, this is something which is specifically meant for the addressees and the immediate and the foremost addressees of the messengers of God. It cannot be extended beyond them because it is the Almighty himself who tells his messengers which of his addressees is intentionally denying. And the only means of this communication, of course, is, we know, is the institution of wahi or revelation, and which has terminated on the prophets of God. So therefore, today, we can have no means of knowing which of our addressees is denying the truth intentionally, and therefore, we cannot punish people, go about punishing people, go about subjugating people, or killing them in the name of Islam. This would be an erroneous conclusion, and unfortunately, many Muslims are a target or a subject of this misconception, and they must clearly realize that this is not something which is meant for themselves. So in a nutshell, we can say that it is absolutely wrong to believe that Quran promotes violence. Whatever the Quran says is based on a specific law which is meant for the messengers of God and which is based on ultimate truth and justice. However, this cannot be extended to common Muslims. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات